Oh yeah, Sunday. Goodness gracious, God has blessed me. Oh my goodness, it's the Matthew Rayburn Show. Oh yeah, oh my goodness, it's Sunday. Guys, I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that you're my audience. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with God. I'm in love with my life. I've been blessed. You got to count your blessings, okay? You got to do your best to do that. Why? Because there's so many things to be thankful for, like dancing. Let's do it. Oh my goodness gracious, we are live right now on Facebook. We are live right now on the YouTubes. We are live right now on the radio, and I'm so thankful for you. Let's continue dancing. You can't see these wonderful dance moves because you're listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show, but if you'd like to tune in to the Facebook Live right now, you can see these dance moves, or you can watch it later on the interwebs. Welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Comment down below, like this video, share this video, get notified when the Matthew Rayburn Show is on. Let us dance continually. Matthew Rayburn Show, baby. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Our special tea.shop can provide all your loose leaf tea needs. It is delicious tea. It is quality customer service with great response times on their emails, and their orders are wonderfully plentiful with the most beautiful tea. Right now I'm drinking Sencha tea. Did you Sencha to our special tea.shop? Sorry for the bad joke. It's at the Matthew Rayburn Show. Sencha is spelled S-E-N-C-H-A. It's a soft, rich, and fruity sweet note. Soft, rich, and fruity with sweet notes can be found in this complex and crisp tea. High in antioxidants, are well known for a long list of health benefits. It's a beautiful brew of green tea. Yes, it is. Let's drink it on air. That's good. See, this time I didn't make it as strong, so I don't get too caffeinated during the show. But I also wanted to taste the other notes that are in the Sencha green tea. I'm so thankful to have OurSpecialTea.shop as a sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Once again, go to OurSpecialTea.shop for all your loose leaf tea needs. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. That's real. Real. You got to count your blessings. I do love that song. It keeps things in perspective. And I'm so thankful to have everything that's going on in my life, the good and the bad. Okay? Christians are a peculiar folk. We're peculiar people, and yes, we're thankful for the bad things because then you get stronger, you build endurance, and then you can help other Christians and other people get through their bad situations. BS. Wink. So you got to count your blessings because you don't want to get down. You don't want to get down in life. You don't want to be discouraged. You want to keep moving forward. You want to be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. That's what this show's about. This show's about expressing your love for Christ, expressing your love for life, expressing your love for your community and your friends and your loved ones. I'm so thankful to be here and be alive. I'm so thankful that I am alive. I'm so thankful to feel the problems that I got going on and the blessings that I got going on so that I know that I'm alive. I'm not numb. I'm not numb. I'm not on drugs. I'm on life. I'm not on numbing agents or psychotropic situations or, you know, big pharma pills. No, I'm not on that. I'm on life. Okay. I'm loving life and I'm so thankful for it. And when I count my blessings, I get a little of a glimpse. I get a little teary eyed because a lot of times you forget how blessed you are. You forget how much of a blessing life is. My sister, my nephews, my brother-in-law, his family, my father, the town they live in. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. The town that I live in, the situation that we got going on here, the thin blue line, it's so beautiful and wonderful. The community's growing. My church is growing. The things that are going on. It's all about what you have. The friends that I have right now are so fantastic. The support group that I have is so wonderful. You've got to count your blessings so that you can understand where you are in life. You got to know your place. You need to understand that if you're a believer, that you serve a sovereign God. Got it. But also, if you're not a believer, that same sovereign God created you and the existence that you got going on. And so I'm fascinated in the sense that we don't understand a lot of times the amount of blessings we have. I'm not just talking about being an American and how much blessed we are here. I'm talking about the next breath you just took, how you just blinked, how your heart is beating as you watch the Matthew Rayburn Show, as you listen to the Matthew Rayburn Show. What do you mean? You didn't choose to be alive. You're a fragile creature. So be thankful that you're alive. Be thankful that you have the ability to heal. Keep hope alive. Understand that when you get discouraged, you're ruining hope. When you get discouraged, you're not listening to the commandments of Christ. You're not understanding how much he loves you. You're not understanding that people are praying for you. I'm praying for you. Matt, you don't know me. Let's get to know each other deeper and better. Of course I want to know you better. Who doesn't want to live life with other people? Like what's going on here? Like, I don't, you got to share life with each other. You got to share the sads. You got to share the goods. You got to share the happies. You got to share the lows. You have to be there for each other. You got to understand that when you have these things, those are blessings. Those are wonderful things. You can't forget what God has done for you. You have to understand that every day is a blessing. You've got to understand that when you're discouraged and you're not counting your blessings, you're going to make some poor decisions because you're going to be going based on negative emotions and it's going to be spiraling down into a dark place. And no one wants that. Not at all. It does affect your other blessings. You might even have blessings reduced because you're looking down upon your blessings. You're not counting your blessings. You're not understanding the people around you love you. The people around you want to get close to you. You should want to get close to them to help them. I mean, it's a symbiotic relationship here. We're building a community of existence, okay? We're already all alive. You're watching the Matthew Urban Show. You're going to share the Matthew Urban Show. You're going to get notified when the Matthew Urban Show comes on so that you can hear me rant, hear me try to give advice, hear me love on people, hear me love on my community, hear me rant, okay? God bless. when you know your place, you're filled with God's grace. You understand God's grace. You understand where you are in existence and where he is in existence and how much he is above you. Humble yourself. You're a fragile person. Count your blessings. The meal you're going to have, the new job you might get, the growth opportunities that you have in the current job that you have right now. Understand that every day, every moment is another opportunity to do better. And yes, we want to be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. That's what the show's about. Understanding that there will be times when it gets hard, when it gets dark, when it gets heavy. You're going to have to rely on others. You're going to have to utilize the blessings that you have because you've been utilizing the blessings in the past. So when you cultivate a culture of love, when you cultivate a culture of being humble and thankful and counting your blessings, more blessings are added. God will only give you things that you can handle. So does he keep things away that you can't handle? Well, I'm kind of dealing with that right now personally. So we're going to probably have a show about that soon. But I guess my point on that is I'm thankful that I'm blessed with the ability to think like that. I'm blessed with the ability to think to myself, okay, so God loves me deeply. I'm blessed deeply. Can I combine those two? Yes. Moving forward in a positive direction. Getting out of a mental funk where you're kind of malaise and you're kind of sad and you're listening to the darkness and you're not counting your blessings. You're not understanding how blessed you actually are. So I'm so thankful that you're listening to the Matthew Urban Show. I'm blessed by you and my audience. You're one of my blessings. You over there and you listening and over here. Yeah, I see you. God bless you. I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to share my mind, to share my heart, because I want the Lord to speak through me. I want you to hear his love and his kindness and his joy and his boldness and his bravery. I want that to be heard through me because anything that's positive in my life is from him. Anything that I can benefit from or that you can benefit from the Matthew Urban Show in the sense of my words, in the sense of what kind of goal I have for the show's direction, it's from God. That's why I gave the show back to God. I didn't take it from him. I never really gave it to him at first. And so when I was first doing the show, I wasn't as passionate about it. I wasn't as thoughtful about it. I didn't care deeply. It was more like, I don't know who's listening, so I'm not going to use that word. It was more selfish. It was very selfish, and I didn't want to be selfish with my show. I don't want to have a selfish show, even though it's called the Matthew Urban Show. Why is it called that? Well, I couldn't think of a better name at the time, and I was really motivated to do my show. So then it just became the Matthew Urban Show. I'm so thankful for you listening. I'm so thankful for you watching. This is the Matthew Urban Show. You better count your blessings. Let's sing the hymn one more time, baby. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. English is a wonderful language, and I'm so thankful to know it thoroughly. Wink. I don't know many other languages. That's why I love English so much. Yeah. Scintillate. Scintillate is the word of the day. It's spelled S-C-I-N-T-I-L-L-A-T-E. Scintillate. It's a verb. Scintillate means to dazzle or impress with liveliness or wit. I wish and hope and dream that the Matthew Rayburn Show can be the most scintillating show / podcast you've ever witnessed. Amen. Let's put it in a sentence. Her hilarious and topical stand-up routine absolutely scintillated the audience, brought her back for two encores. That is a quality stand-up performance where you didn't get tired of the same old joke, and you were scintillated the whole time, and you were thought-provoked the whole time, and they were super dynamic, and they were super listenable, and they were super special, and they were super great, and they were super scintillating. Scintillating is the word of the day. Once again, it's spelled S-C-I-N-T-I-L-L-A-T-E. Use scintillate in your vocabulary today. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can provide all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974. Once again, that's 317-296-3974 for all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Yes, I've seen his work. Yes, I've seen his work ethic. Yes, I've seen his customer service. All of it's fantastic. All of it's needed. All of it's beautiful. Once again, call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974 for all your landscaping, hardscaping needs. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. It's National Ice Cream Day. Ah! I screamed. No, Matt, that's not funny. I know, but it is National Ice Cream Day. I should have gotten some. I had plenty of ice cream, actually, in my freezer. I thoroughly enjoy ice cream. Ice cream is a wonderful thing. It was invented a long time ago, and we're not going to read because there's a lot of other national days we need to cover. But it's also National Peach Ice Cream Day. I really enjoy Peach Ice Cream Day. Peach ice cream is wonderful. I put peach ice cream on peach cobbler. Peach ice cream milkshakes are exquisite when you even put other fruit like strawberries and blueberries in your peach ice cream milkshake. Use hashtag National Peach Ice Cream Day in your social media posts today. Also use the generic, but still very poignant and awesome, hashtag National Ice Cream Day in your social media posts today. Let's do it. Let's do this one. World Emoji Day. Get excited, everybody. I tend not to use as many emojis as my peers, but recently I have because they've added a lot of funnier ones, or maybe I didn't know they were so funny because I didn't know how to use them correctly. Wink! July 17th recognizes World Emoji Day and many of the world's symbolic icons, digital calendars. The day encourages us to use emojis to send unique messages. Comment down below on the Matthew Rayburn Show's pages to let me know what your favorite emoji is. Is it the melting smiling face? Is it the upside down smiling face? Is it the cowboy smiling face? Is it the regular smiling face? There's a lot of emojis out there. Use hashtag World Emoji Day in your social media posts today. Here's going to be a weird one. You ready? National Yellow Pig Day. National Yellow Pig Day falls on July 17th each year, and it honors the unique attributes of the number 17 and its significance with mathematics. Matt, why is it called National Yellow Pig Day? I don't know. The website barely knew. It gave some kind of loose description of, let me see here. Our research found National Pig Day originated sometime during the early 1960s. Two mathematicians by the names of Michael Spivak and David Kelly were analyzing the random properties of the number 17 and a mysterious yellow pig. So in the same time they were studying the number 17, they were studying a yellow pig. And so vicariously through a bunch of calculus, jokes, mathematician nerdiness, they just named the number 17 pretty much yellow pig. And there's a lot of things that do have to do with the number 17. A few words that have 17 letters. Interdisciplinary, telecommunication, misinterpretation, commercialization. The average school bus weighs 17 tons with passengers inside. The number 17 is a premium number in the arena of prime numbers. So math numbers are in an arena battling it out for the best prime number, I guess. Add the first four prime numbers together, and 17 is their sum. The 17th Amendment of the United States Constitution gave the citizens of the United States the right to elect their senators by popular vote. Because before, that wasn't the case. National Day. let's go back. Let's do more, because there is more to do. National Wrong Way Corrigan Day. There was a transatlantic pilot named Douglas Corrigan, and he took off for California, and it was so cloudy, and he had a bad compass, which is a simple magnetic compass at the time, that he went the wrong way. His 28-hour flight, If you knew you were going the wrong way, would you just fly that? No, you would not. Anyways, he wound up in Ireland. Wound up in Ireland. Use hashtag National Wrong Way Corrigan Day in your social media posts today. Let's do this one. National Tattoo Day. Do you have a tattoo? I have tattoos. I thoroughly enjoy tattoos. I like to say tattoo. It's fun to say tattoo. Tattoo. National Tattoo Day on July 17th recognizes the history, culture, and artists dedicated to etching ink permanently on the skin. The day might just be the date to get the ink you've been contemplating. Comment down below with what tattoos you have. Don't show any weird, awkward body parts in the sense of modesty is the hottest, okay? Modesty is the best policy here on the Matthew Urban Show. Matt, why don't you show off your tattoos? Well, there's a thin line between getting a lot of tattoos and narcissistic masochism. Look it up. It's a real thing. Use hashtag National Tattoo Day in your social media posts today. There are a lot of different types of tattoos, a lot of different forms of tattoo. You can express yourself thoroughly through tattoo. The word tattoo is derived from the Polynesian language for tatua, which means to tap or to mark. Around the world, cultures surrounding tattooing varying, and some have changed very little over time. In the United States, sailors brought tattooing to coastal shores from their island exploits. Getting inked continues to grow as technology and acceptance increases, while age, gender, religion, wink, and close once divided the tattooed from the non-tattooed, those barriers are less common than they used to be. Me being a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I would say 92% of my tattoos are about Jesus, about God, about what God did for me in my life, about what he can do in your life, those type of things, concepts, words, Bible verses, symbols. I thoroughly enjoy me some tattoos. As I'm talking about this segment, I'm almost getting the craving to get another tattoo. This is the Matthew Urban Show. Oh my gosh. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Weird news. I love weird things, and I love news. And together creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Urban Show. Apologize. Headline, security camera films eerie humanoid lurking in Kentucky driveway. Now, there's many jokes that I can go in there with just that headline, but we're going to read the article. A puzzling piece of security camera footage circulating online shows what appears to be some kind of pale humanoid lurking in the driveway of a Kentucky home. The creepy video, which can be seen below, yes, I'll put it in the comments, was reportedly shared on social media last week by Douglas Windsor McLoney III. That's a cool name. Who claims that the spooky scene unfolded outside of a cabin in the state's scenic Red River Gorge area. In the footage, a white figure can be seen cautiously creeping along a driveway as it is afraid of being seen. You can see where the light angle is and where the cars are, and it is moving cautiously and creepily. Yes, I've seen the video. Yes, once again, I'll put it on down below. The homeowner, doesn't have a name yet, oh, McLoney. He said the name, yes. McLoney says, quote, it doesn't move like a human. It moves almost like its kneecaps are backward. McLoney mused, quote, reminds me of Schmeagol on Lord of the Rings, end quote. It did kind of look like that, creepy. As for what the entity could have been, some viewers have suggested that it might be a supernatural being in nature, while some likening to the folkloric creature known as a, quote, rake. I'll have to look that up later, what a rake is. Hopefully it's not inappropriate. I just said the word rake three times on my show. Okay. All right. God bless. Here we go again. Welcome back to the Matthew Urban Show. It's a live show, and I have telemarketers calling me during the show. God bless them. Count your blessings. Let's continue the Matthew Urban Show. Silliness. More skeptical of observers of what this creature might have been. We've got a review. On the other hand, argue that the interloper is simply a person who may be lurking in the driveway with the intention of robbing the vehicles parked in the other way of the nefarious scheme. Another possibility, of course, is that the mysterious video is merely a clever hoax. What do you think? Comment down below. Yes, it's creepy. Yes, it's weird. Yes, it's news. Weird news. Okay, guys, I'm so thankful for you listening once again. You're my blessing. You're a blessing that I've counted upon myself. You're adding strength to my existence. You're an asset to my reality. You're in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good. And I love you. God bless you. God bless reality. You know, we all need it. Okay. Let's just turn up the music a little more. Okay. And I apologize if the audio on the podcast can't be, you can't hear this wonderful music, but you will in the future and you will dance with me. Let's go. Bitty bow. Bow do bow. Bitty boo. Yeah. Wow. Wow. I love you so much. God bless you. God bless America. This is the Matthew Eberhard Show, live every Sunday, live every Wednesday. Yes, there's change on the horizon. Yes, there's positive things on the horizon. Count those as blessings because every day is new. God bless you. I love you. Matthew Eberhard Show.